Thank you. Oh, sorry. Thank you very much, Inky. So we're going to go on to do a bit of learning just now. Thank you, Archie, for going on to the next slide. So this is week four, can you believe it, of prayer week. So it's myself and Will and Ken as well have been talking about prayer because Scott, our minister, is currently on study leave. And one of the things we kind of keep going back to week on week is our prayer structure. So these are just guidelines rather than absolute rules of different ways that we can pray. So one was teaspoon. I don't know, does anyone remember what teaspoon stands for? Thank you, sorry, and please. Yep. And then we did ACTS, which is a little bit fancier, but basically exactly the same apart from one extra thing. So ACTS is adoration, so saying, God, you are wonderful. Confession is basically sorry in a fancier way. Thanksgiving is thanks in a fancy way. And supplication is please in a fancy way. So please for ourselves and please for others. And we're also, thinking about the importance of listening to God. So we have done, Will did adoration. I did confession, Ken did thanksgiving, and we're going to do lamenting. Sorry. We'll have a look at supplication next week, but I've poked in lamenting because I think it's really like a helpful thing to think about and actually a really helpful prayer, like structure and way of praying that we don't always necessarily think about. It's a detour, but I think it's a really helpful one. And it's helpful to talk about the things that we're struggling with, but also to remember the truths that God gives us. So that's one of the parts of lamenting. And one of the truths is God being strong. And I wondered what you thought of when you think of the word strong. Have a chat together or just shout things out. What, when you think about strong, what do you think of?
Muscles,
exactly, like physical strength, exactly. Athletic people. Anything else?
Resilience,
yeah. Uh-huh. So running the marathon, keeping going, gives you resilience. there's some pictures of things that I think about strength. So there's Tom and Luke Stockman that me and Daniel met last summer. They are super strong and absolutely enormous. They're like, it's Luke, isn't it? Or is it Tom who is the strongest man, Daniel? Tom, strongest man. I think about Fury, she's my favourite gladiator, she's pretty strong. And then I think about athletics and climbing and upper body strength. I think of all these physical attributes that make us look strong. But we also know that God makes us strong in different ways. That's a passage that we're going to look at. This is a passage that is in Psalm 59, which we'll look at in greater depth, but it says, "You are my strength, I sing praise to you. You, God, are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely." So God gives us strength. But how does he do that? He does it in different ways. He listens to our prayers, and that's what we've been talking about. He listens to us when we're happy, he listens to us when things are getting a bit tough. And we also have God within us. And today's Pentecost, which is the day that we remember that Jesus ascended, but that the Holy Spirit came down from heaven to be with everyone who believes in Jesus. You have the Holy Spirit within you, guiding you and shaping you. So it got me thinking a little bit about that. I have got a couple of bits of paper, and Grace is going to help me because Grace has equipped this with me. Hopefully, I think this is a good one. Or are they there already? No, they're not. Right. Ah, there they are. I found them. Right. This is me. Okay. We're going to see how strong I am, Grace, aren't we? So, I'm going to put me down there, and the blocks, which are worry or concern or being a bit uncertain, we're going to see whether I can carry that myself. Right, let's see. Grace, how many things can I carry? It's not going so well, is it? Do you want to try again? No. It's rubbish, isn't it? I'm a bit weak and wobbly, am I? But But if you combine me with other people, or so if you combine me with God, so God the Father listening to our prayers, Jesus died for our sins, and the Holy Spirit within us, do you think that might make me a bit stronger? Yeah? Next. This is the trick I was telling you about grace, right? So, the Holy Spirit and God, they change us, change our thoughts and our actions, and make us a bit stronger because the Holy Spirit is within us. So we're kind of made different. We're not the same anymore. Right, now we're a bit different. Shall we see whether we can carry these things, yeah? Okay.
One's on. So all our uncertainty and our worry and our confusion, being angry and hurt and frustrated, all these things are going on top. But I reckon we're going to manage it. How many can you put on? Well done.
I'm not sure we're going to be able to stop. This is awful. This paper is awful strong. So you can see how strong we are with God with us. Well done. Thank you very much, Grace. Okay, well, that's great. I think we should pray now. Is that all right? Father God, thank you so much for the ability to come together today in maybe an unexpected place, but a place where we are all together as church family. Thank you that we can remember Pentecost, the time when the Holy Spirit came down to be with each of us. Thank you that you are a God that's three in one, such a complicated thing to think about, but such a wonderful one. Thank you, Father, for listening to our prayers, and thank you to Jesus for dying for our sins in our place. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for the guidance you provide. Please don't let us forget that you are our strength, that everything we have comes from you, and we can trust in you completely. Please help us to take what we have learned today. Bless the children and the leaders as they go out to learn more about you, and bless those of us who are staying in. Thank you that your word speaks to us and changes us. Amen. So we're going to sing now. I didn't do this very well last time, but Glow and Creche are on. So Glow is Margaret, Anne and Sarah. And they're going to go out and Glow, so primary school kids will be straight out over there. Creche will be Donna and somebody else. Oh, and Jonah, brilliant, thank you so much. And they'll be around the corner in the sort of canteen area. So after we've sung, feel free to go. I will this time leave a bit of space for you.